We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem b'shem Chaim Yaakov b'pidros Leo. We're in Kalim Perektes Mishnah Zayin. Srida sheinisuna al piat tanur. Something is being placed on the opening of a tanur. This tanur is mukavtsa mitpasil. The tanur itself has a tightly fastened cover, which we know is important from the beginning of Parshas Chukas, that if that tanur is in attached to the ground, of course, with clay, and has a cover, a tightly fastened seal, so if it's an oel ames, the tanur doesn't become tame. Anything the tanur does not become tame, because it's protected with its tzamid pasil, with a tightly fastened cover. In our Mishnah, you're putting a srida. Srida we've had in the past is a flat earthenware kli. It's used by bakers to knead the dough. Some claim it's some type of netting or maybe a piece of cloth or leather upon which they put the dough or the flour. And this was attached with clay to the tightly fastened seal of the tanur. And we want to know at what point, if there's a hole, a crack or something in this cover, the top of the tanur, in this srida, how wide does it have to be so that the tumah now will permeate, so that the tumah now is able to penetrate? So the Mishnah says, nisdak bena tanur la srida, if there's a crack now in the clay seal that connects the srida to the oven, the size, so that the measure, so that tumah will now be able to enter. If this tanur is an olam ames, is melo pi mardeya shelo nechnas. Is the size, the circumference of the mouth of the opening of the wide part of a mardeya? Mardeya is a malmad bakar. We had that. That's the ox goad stick. It's a little bit wider on the bottom than on the top, and there's that nail on the top. So we're speaking about the circumference of this pi mardeya, of literally the mouth of the ox goad, but shelo nichnas, which means where it's unable to enter. Now, we know very well that if you have a circumference of anything, let's say a coin, I want to know, can I put a coin? If I have a hole, and that hole is the exact size of the coin, you know the coin's not going in. That's just the way it is. You have a little hole, and it's exactly the circumference of the top of a stick, so then the stick's not going to go in. It needs to be a little bit wider. So the Mishnah is telling you, shelo nichnas, that it's enough that this hole, this is more of a strict opinion, if the hole is exactly equal to the size of the thickness, the circumference of the wide end, with literally the mouth of the ox goad, that already is a crack that's large enough that tumah is able to penetrate, and it's no longer considered a tzamid pasil, and the tumah of the oel ames will come in, even though it's shelo nichnas, even though this ox goad wouldn't be able to go in. Rabbi Yehuda Omer nichnas. Rabbi doesn't know. The water has to be a little bit wider. Wide enough so that the mouth, literally, of the ox goad, of this stick, would be able to, the circumference would be able to enter. So that's a little bit more of a leniency. If the hole is wide as the exact size of the circumference of the ox goad stick, but it's unable to enter, so then that's still considered the top of that tanur with the srida that's attached with clay is still considered mukavtsa mitpasil. It's a tightly fastened cover and tumah won't penetrate. But once it's large enough that the malmad habakar mouth is able to enter, slide through, so then that is going to be nenet mekabel tumah. That's considered an opening that's no longer tightly fastened. Nistikos srida. Let's say it's not the clay seal that connects the srida to the top of the tanur, but the srida itself now has a crack in it. Shiro kimelo pi mardeya nichnas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shelo nichnas. Here the opinions are reversed, where the crack is in the srida in that or flat earthenware kli that's attached to the top of the tanur, but and not in the seal, in the clay seal itself, but it's on the top piece of that's on top of the tanur. That's where the crack is. Here, the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda's opinions are reversed. The Tanakam is going to be more strict and says is going to be rather more lenient and say if the hole is exactly the size of the ox goad, that circumference, so then it's still considered covered, it's tamid pasil. But only when it's nichnas, it's able to enter, able to poke through. It's wide enough that it can slide through. Do we say that it's no longer considered sealed? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, shalom nechnas. Here I'm going to be strict. If the circumference, the hole, is exactly the circumference of the ox goad, of the mouth of the ox goad, although you can't put it in, that's already considered an opening, and it's mekabel, and whatever is inside of the tanu is mekabel tumah. And this is where the crack is in the srida cover and not in the sealed cover of the tanur itself. Haya agol ein ruino so aroch eloshiro kimelo pimardea nichnas. If the crack in the srida, which is what we're speaking about here, was round, so we don't view it as if it's straight, but rather we follow the wicks of the ox goad that's nichnas that's able to enter. What's the Mishnah adding here? So when we speak about that the hole has to be large enough that the ox goad mouth, that stick is able to actually nichnas, go in, which we said according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's necessary in the first case, and according to the Tanakhama, that's necessary in the second case, in the case of the Srida. Either way, what it's pointing out is the a goal means if the hole is curved, which means it doesn't go through the seal or the Srida cover in a straight line, but there's a curve. So that it's true that the hole together, all together, is certainly wider than that of the circumference of the ox goad. And if it were perfectly the same, a perfect circle, it would actually go through. But here, because it's a little bit curved, it doesn't go through. So the Mishnah is telling you, it doesn't matter that if it were a perfect circle, it would be able to go through. Eidos and Aroch, we don't view it as if it's straight, the way it should be. But the shiur is kimelo pimadeh nechnas. What has to be large enough that the mouth of the ox goad stick is able to go in. And if it can't go in, even though if you put together all the open space and if it were a perfect circle, let's say, it would be able to go in. So the Mishnah says, it doesn't matter. It actually has to have the ability to go in, to be stuck through, and only then do we say that it loses the status of tumah, of being a tzamid pasil. Now, there's just one interesting point before we go to the next mission is, where do we learn this from? The fact that if you have a crack in the seal the cover of this utensil in a room where there's tumas mace, there's a hole in it now. So how could you call that tzamid pasil, a tightly fastened cover, even if there's a small hole? The ox goad thing is not the size of the circumference and it can't go in. Shouldn't matter. Either way, there's a hole. It's not tightly fastened. So that's based on the pasuk in Parshas Chukas. It says, V'chol kli pasuach asher ein tzamid pasil of tamehu. If you have an open kli where it's not tightly fastened, and that seems to be self-contradictory. On the one hand, it says, if it's pasuach, so now it's tamehu. It's susceptible to tumah. The tumah will penetrate. Then you said, but if it's not tightly fastened, it's going to be tamehu. So how is that possible? So the answer to the first part of the pasuk is speaking about a kli that had a cover that was sealed onto it, but there's a crack that's in the seal. Okay, what does it say? If it's not significant, it's not considered pasuach, and therefore it will still be able to protect it, and it's still considered covered and sealed. On the other hand, it's the end of the pasuk says it needs to be tzamid pasil. So the fact that the beginning of the pasuk really qualifies the end of the pasuk by saying no, we can be how do we understand tzamid pasil? Tzamid pasil means it can't be open. So the fact that it has to mention, if it's open, it's problematic, that shows you that it's not just, if it's not tzamid pasil, then automatically it's open. No, not tzamid pasil, it's possible it's still considered covered. As long as it's not open, it's acceptable. And the tumah will not penetrate. All right, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. Tanur shenikav me'eno. We mentioned the ayin already, the eye, which is like this vent that a tanur has, and now there's a crack in that. Obviously, the eye is supposed to be open so that the smoke is able to come out, is able to escape. But here, when you're baking, you don't want it to escape the whole time. You're in the middle of the baking, so you seal it shut with clay. And now there's a and now it develops a little bit of a hole. So what size would that hole be in the eye of the oven, the ayin, in this hole, in this vent, which now make the oven not not covered and not sealed, and therefore it's no longer protected from tumah. Anything in the tanur will become tummy if it's in an ohel hames. So tanur sheni kaf me'eno shiro molo kush nichnas v'yotze dolek. So here is the opening. If the opening is the size of a hole of a melo kush means a spindle is able to go through, but it's not just is able to go through, nichnas, but v'yotze dolek, you'll be able to go, it's able to go in and out while it's on fire, which means that you could have, the top of a spindle, okay, and it's able to slide through the hole, but if that spindle were lit on fire, and you try to move it in and out, because it would be so close to the walls of the hole, of the iron, whatever it is, of this crack, it would extinguish. We're speaking about where you're able, it would be wide enough so that this, the top of the spindle, if it were lit on fire, you could move it in and out, it would not extinguish. So that's a little bit even wider. So only when it has the hole that size, we consider that a crack significant, that it ruins the tzamid pasil, the iron, this vent, and the tumah will be able to penetrate. Rabbi Yehuda shalo dolek. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I'm more strict. No, even if the spindle is able to go in and out, but it would extinguish, the hole is a little bit tighter. Nonetheless, that's considered an opening, a crack, and it's no longer considered plugged up, and tumah will be able to penetrate. What about nikav mitzido? Here, this vent has a hole at the side. Now, what's the difference between the side and the middle? So imagine you have this opening, you have a hole, and you plug the whole thing up with clay. So what we've been discussing till now is where there's a hole right in the middle. There's still clay around, and right in the middle of the clay, you have a little bit of a hole. How large is that hole? The spindle could go through on fire, not on fire, where it may be. Now we're discussing where it's not a hole right in the middle of the clay section of this plug that's filling it in the hole, but rather it's on the side, right between where the clay is and the wall of the eye of the vent is. That's where the hole is going to be. What would the halacha be there? Nikav mitzido shiro kimelo kush nichnas v'yotzei shelo dolek. Rabbi Yehuda omer dolek. Here the opinions of Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda are reversed. The Tanakam will now take the strict opinion and say that the hole, if it's on the side, at the edge of where the plug, the clay is, and it's at the wall of the vent, so then if it's large enough that a spindle is able to go through even not lit, meaning it would be extinguished, that hole is enough to ruin the whole seal. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, don't like in this case, I hold that it when it's on the side, so that if that hole is only going to ruin the seal if it is large enough for a spindle to go through when it is lit. Rabbi Shimon Omer, even more of a strict opinion, min ha'emtza nichnas, min ha'tzad eino nichnas. He says, if it's mina emsa, the where the hole is right in the middle, not by the wall of the iron of the vent. So then he says that it has to be large enough for the spindle to go in, even if the flame is going to extinguish. Okay, so that's according to one opinion, at least from before. But min atzad, he says, eino nichnas. He says, if the hole is at the side, then even a smaller hole, which is as large as the spindle, but the spindle can't go in. Forget about whether it's gonna, if it were on fire, would it be extinguished or not? No. Even if it's going back to like the ox goad case, where it's exactly the same circumference as the spindle, where the spindle wouldn't be able to go in and out. Even that is a hole that would ruin the seal, according to Rabbi Shimon, if it's on the side. V'chein haya omer b'megufas hechav shenikva. We'll see that Rabbi Shimon has a similar idea when it comes to another case where we speak about the halachos of a hole, and that is where we have the stopper, the clay stopper of a sealed clay cheres, but it's a chavis, it is a barrel, a shiur enikva. Now there's a hole in it. So this is the stopper on top. How much, how large is that hole, according to Rabbi Shimon, that it would ruin, it would not be considered tightly fastened, and tumah would penetrate in an oel hames? Shi'ura This is true whether the stopper has a hole right in the middle or at the side where it comes to the mouth of the barrel. Same idea. Milo mitza shinia shel shipon. Assuming shipon is rye, although some claim it's oats, so we're going to assume like most, which is a rye stalk. So there, if it's as large as the second ring or node of a rye stalk, we assume that they get a little bit, that they're a little bit wider on the bottom and a little bit thinner as you go up the stalk. So it's the second Malon Mitzah Shnia, the second ring of the rye stalk. That is, if that's able to enter, that's already going to ruin the seal. And he tells you, Mina Emsa Nechnas. So same idea. If the stopper now has a hole in the middle, a hole that's large enough for the second ring of that stalk to go in, nichnas, able to at least go through, that is considered that the barrel is not sealed anymore and tumah will penetrate. If it's minatzad, like Rabbi Shimon said earlier, minatzad, even eno nichnas, same thing over here. If it's minatzad, if the hole is at the side where the stopper, the clay of the stopper meets the opening of the barrel, but not smack in the middle, there if you're more strict, as long as the second node, second ring of the top of the rye stalk is able to, even it's not able to enter, it's the exact circumference that would ruin the seal. V'chein ha'yara'a omer b'chatzavim gedolim shenikfu. And Rabbi Shimon said a similar thing. If you have a clay stopper of a very large, this is larger than the chavis. These are chatzavim, a large cask, also made out of the earthenware. Shura malo mitzah shniyah shel kaneh. Now we're speaking about reeds. Reeds also similar to the rye stalk. So this also has different parts to it. The second ring of the reed, whatever the circumference of that is, it's min ha'emsa nechnas, min ha'tzad eino nechnas. We're a more strict once again, according to Rabbi Shimon, on the side, where the hole is on the side. If the hole is right smack in the middle of this stopper, of this very large cask inside that clay, and it's the size of this, the second ring of the kaneh, of the reed, is able to go inside, so then that's going to ruin the seal. Min atzad, even if it's the exact circumference of that second ring of the reed, it will ruin the seal. It doesn't need even to enter. Another case where Rabbi Shimon distinguishes between min ha'emsa and min atzad, where we're even more strict. Then the Mishnah says, "Bameh devarim amurim." When do we say that this size of the opening, the hole in the mugufa and the stopper, it has to be this this particular circumference? That's only bizman shenasu layayin. That's when the barrel, the cask, whatever is used to store wine. Avam nasu l'sham ashkin, but if it's for other liquids, oil, let's say, afilu kol shehu tumeim. Then we may even remember this. Then even a very small size, a hole in that stopper, will consider that the cask or the barrel is not sealed anymore, and tuma will penetrate if it's in an oel hames, because we've had it in the past. When it comes to general liquids, we assume that that's what's considered what will ruin a kli, what will give something to lose the status of a kli. If it's used for mashkim, we spoke about kones mashke, bamed devarim amurim. Then the Mishnah says another qualification, where we say this minimum size of a hole in the stopper is going to ruin it and it's not no longer considered sealed. Bizman shelo nasu bidei adam. That's where a person didn't purposely do it. Avlo nasu bidei adam. But if a person actually made a hole, then afilu kol shehu tameim. Then even a there's no minimum amount. Even the smallest hole, you're basically saying, I want to unseal this. So in this barrel or this cask. So then tumah is going to penetrate. Nikvu, but let's say, so this is what I was saying before. Before we were talking about this is where there was a hole in the stopper, what unseals it, so it's made for other mashkim other than wine, then a kolshu. Even any little bit of a crack already will allow tumah to penetrate. That's when it comes to the stopper. This now is speaking about what brings us back all the way to the beginning of Kalim Nikvu. There's really, it's not in the stopper, not in the plug, not in the vent, not in other things. No, there's really a hole in the kli itself. So what ruins a kli. So this we may remember from earlier in the Masechta. Now, what would now cause the tumah to penetrate that is not considered sealed? Now we're not talking about the seal itself, the tightly fastened cover, or maybe this is just to crack a hole in the kli itself, where we now assume that tumah will penetrate. How large? So we say, if the barrel is made to hold food, so only when the hole is large enough for olives is are able to come through do we assume that it loses its status as a kli, and therefore Tumah will be able to enter. Because this is not the seal we're talking about. This is the kli itself. If it's made for liquid, the hole is a size to hold liquids. Liquids are coming through. So then, and we've spoke about that, Kones Mashka, able to come through, if you press the kli down onto liquid, it'll come through. So then that is considered a hole, a crack, that it's no longer considered sealed. If Tumah now is able to enter. If you have a kli that's made for both to hold food and food and liquids, Matilin Oso L'chumro, we therefore give it a chumro, B'tzavit Pasil Uvechones Mashka. Which means even if you have a tightly fastened seal, it doesn't matter if the crack is kones mashke, if liquid is able to come through, it would seep through if you press it down onto the liquid, that would ruin it even though it may be tightly sealed on the top.